Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Welcome to the MoneyWise podcast that comes to you around International Women's Day. You've guessed the subject on today's podcast. Our speaker is also someone who's done a lot of work in creating awareness around investments for different people. She's an award winner. She was also nominated by CNBC TV 18 as a top woman advisor in the West Zone region of India. And she's also been sharing her views on ET Now, FB Live, etc. on investments. So we are in the safe hands of Jainisha, who's here to tell us more about women and financial independence. Just yesterday, I had a webinar where this aspect, financial independence, was highlighted as one of the key factors that will make workplaces, life in general, a lot more inclusive. Thank you so much, Jaini Hens, for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast. Welcome to the show, and how are you today?
Thank you so much for inviting me, and I'm doing really good today. Very excited to talk about this interesting topic and getting all my women friends onboarded into the investment journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I think more of us need to be there. Although a very recent Mint article actually said that one in five women started investing for the first time after the COVID pandemic. Of course, one doesn't need something like a COVID pandemic to obviously get us off on our investment journey. And we're hoping for advice from you on that front. First question, therefore, Jaini, for you is, why is managing one's own money so important? And what role should women play in this area?
See, managing money is nothing but actually putting your money to optimum use and not letting it sit idle in your bank. So for men or women, this is an important thing. See, it can look complex from outside, or I would rather say people complicate it, but honestly, it's very simple. So if you know what you want to do with your money, and if you follow some simple steps, you can really ace this game. So traditionally, what has happened is women have come a long way from, you know, their traditional role of cooking and raising kids. Women, I would say, are already very good managers inherently. See, they manage the house, groceries, kids, husband, social life, and work life. Yeah. So women are like superheroes, I feel. Now, since they've already evolved over the years and, you know, become what they are today, I feel women must now understand that it's now time for them to add one more super skill, which is being financially sound. Now, this is important, very important, mainly for your own personal confidence. Because women are also generally very good disciplined investors. So, you know, they will really eventually do good for themselves and their family if they take an active part in managing their own money.
Well, thank you for actually driving the point home in that particular manner, Jaini. I think we really need to get on board if we are not already there. But to, you know, just go back a little bit, the numbers are obviously not what they need to be with respect to women participating in managing their own money. Why is this the case, Jaini? Well, what are the key reasons holding them back?
First of all, like you rightly said earlier, I'm seeing a lot of women now take this up, but still the numbers are not very encouraging. So the COVID pandemic might be one trigger point, but I feel women can still go a long way in this. Right. One most important thing I feel is that traditionally women have not been given the right exposure to learn this skill. And if they were, I don't see them doing any different from their male counterparts. See, usually women have been asked to learn cooking first and not investing. Now, this skill has usually been dominated by men because the moment they start working or join the father's business, they have been shouldered with this responsibility. It's like they've been thrown into this, you know. It's like a newlywed girl being thrown into the kitchen or managing the home, like that. So any skill, be it managing money or even learning to cook, is best learned when you actually do it yourself. So if women were given the same exposure right from the beginning, they can manage money just as well as they manage everything else. Another one important reason why they don't participate actively sometimes is, you know, women and their own mindset of self-doubt. This is very important because, see, we talk about it, about being financially independent, but we don't want to address our own internal concerns. Now, sometimes, you know, women think or they feel that what if they might make some mistake or they don't fully understand everything about managing money or investing. So here I want to break a few myths. See, since I interact with both genders as clients and as financial professionals, I feel that everybody makes investing mistakes. Be it your spouse, your friend, your father, any fund manager, all of us here have made mistakes. But the best part about it is that we have all learned from our mistakes.
Right.
So it's not that women can make mistakes. Honestly, anyone in the world who's investing today has made and will continue to make mistakes. So this thought should not hold you back from starting your investment journey. Another thing is that women feel that, you know, sometimes they don't have the right knowledge So what if something can go wrong, and you know, what if there is a loss? Now, to be honest, again, this is a myth, because we all are in the same boat. We all feel the same way. You know, this pressure of performing is on anyone who is investing today. Same with me as a money manager, or someone with a fund manager who's managing money on a much larger scale. We really don't know 100% of investing at any given point of time. To put it in another way, we surely are not 100% sure about our investment strategy. We just take the next logical step depending upon our informed or our informed articles or whatever we read, or whatever whomever we interact with. So why overthink, you know? So much information is out there, so much knowledge is out there. We are also taking just the next logical step. So women don't really need to sit in one place and overthink, oh, I need to know everything before starting the first step. No, it's not like that. Don't overthink, just take the first step. And lastly, a lot of women also have this entire thing that, you know, nobody has taught me anything and I'm helpless. I'm sorry, but that age and time is gone. You can depend on your spouse, relative, or your advisor for learning and as a sounding board. But ultimately, it's you who has to do it yourself. So take the onus on you and just start learning on this investment journey.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
The assets under management of domestic mutual funds linked to SIPs or systematic investment plans reached a record rupees 5.8 lakh crore in January 2022, as the monthly inflow in these schemes remained above rupees 10,000 crore for the fifth month in a row. According to AMFI data, the share of SIP-linked funds in the industry AUM expanded to 15.2%, a twofold increase in 5 years.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
That brings me to this other question. You know, how should women start their financial journey? Or if they have existing investments, then how can they actually take it one notch up or 10 notches up?
So, like you've also mentioned earlier, and I also feel a lot has already been spoken about being financially independent. But I always feel that comes later. The first step is to have sound financial knowledge. So being financially sound is the key word here. Financial independence will follow.
Okay.
And this goes for all genders, not just women. So today, a lot of men also whom we advise, we start off with explaining them what are mutual funds or what are bonds, and there is a difference between an SIP and a mutual fund. So it's not that, you know, everyone's come with that knowledge. You need to be sound financially and then you will get your independence for sure. So a few pointers on how to start is, especially for women, because I know that our race usually kind of overthinks on situations. So we just need to take the first step. Don't sit tight, don't freeze. Just don't overthink, just start, take the first step of investing. It can be very small, it can be a small amount, just that, you know, it helps you learn and kind of gives you an experience and a little more confidence. And then build on it, you know. At the same time, you can even educate yourself. So educating yourself cannot or does not necessarily mean you sit and do some course or, you know, go to a college or something. Honestly, I feel these topics on investment should be taught in school, not even in college, because it's a must. No matter what field you're in, whether you're a scientist or whether you're just a homemaker, money touches everything and it matters to everyone.
Right.
So if you have to educate yourself, you can take the easiest route of, you know, either talking to your spouse about it openly, or relative, your father, or any advisor you know around you. There are so many ways to learn, so many avenues now. But you have to be at it with it. You have to go and get it out there. Education is not going to come to you. So one is getting experience with, you know, starting with small amounts. Second is educating yourself. Yeah. And a third and a very important thing is, which honestly very savvy investors also forget, is you should know what you want to do with your money. See, money can have very different meanings for each one of us. Like, I might want it for my future use, or some might want to just grow their wealth. But once this goal is clear as to where you want to go, you will surely know that this money is and has to be put for this use, because this is the end use of it. Today, nobody has that goal or that end in mind. Everybody just wants to invest in ABC stock because everybody around them is investing. But that's not the way you manage money. And honestly, even today, even after the financial markets advancing so much, there are many people still who are having a very haphazard approach of managing their wealth. Another important thing that they can do is also know about their risk-taking ability. See, women generally are not good risk-takers. What they would want to do is, you know, kind of protect their capital at the most and then, you know, earn a little more than that. So bank FDs or, you know, those kind of things usually are their first choice. But the moment you realize that, you know, what you want to do with your money, where you want to go with it, you will have to either understand your risk-taking ability and then change it. Because you will not be able to reach your goal otherwise. And today, the way expenses are increasing, education, living expenses in different cities and metros, you cannot help it but ensure that your money is growing at an optimum level. Right. It should not be a level where, you know, you're again aiming for the stars where, you know, you want a 18-20% return. That can be a one-off thing. But over the long term, you should increase your risk-taking ability or adjust it according to the way in which you want to reach your goal. So that's very important. You can take help of an advisor or you can take help of a professional to help you understand this, or even your own relative or, you know, anyone around in your social circle who knows about these things, who can help you understand where you stand in terms of your own risk. Yeah. And finally, and the most important things, again, which, you know, a lot of savvy investors or regular investors also forget, is to review your investments regularly. See, what happens is today we invest in one stock and we forget about it, or, you know, our fathers have also invested, and after 10 years they realize, oh, I have money in this share. Right. That should not be the case, because what happens is your money is not optimal. Maybe that company is shut, or maybe the mutual fund you started your SIP in 3 years back is no longer relevant today. Right. So review your investments regularly. You know, stay up to date with that. At least ensure that you're removing the weeds from your investment. You're not, you know, putting your money or staying in, invested in poor assets. Again, a very important thing over here is to understand that insurance is not investing. Mm-hmm. These are very different and they're often jumbled up. And even savvy investors sometimes say that, you know, maine insurance mein invest kiya hai. Mm-hmm. And that's the first red flag for me, that, you know, this guy or girl doesn't understand, you know, where what investments and what insurance is. So you need to kind of, you know, be able to take informed decisions. So take help of people around you. Or professionals who can help you make these informed decisions and even stop you from making financial mistakes. And that will build your confidence, and that's how you can, you know, really ace this game.
Right. I think those are a cool set of five ideas that you've given us. Just to summarize it for our listeners, one thing is to get started on the journey, even if it is with baby steps. Second one is to educate yourself and be aware of what's happening in the space so you're able to make those informed decisions. Assess your own risk appetite. That's the fourth one, because as Jenny rightly pointed out, that's an area some of us dither on. Know what your personal goals are with respect to your, you know, financial planning. So that's something else. And of course, review what you might have done. So that would be the summary. Did I get all of it right, Jenny?
All correct.
So I'm then on that journey already. I don't know about the listeners out there, but I'm sure they'll get on board soon enough. One more question for you. You know, it's International Women's Day and Break the Bias is the theme, and you've helped us actually break several of these biases in our minds that I can't do it, I don't know enough, etc. So thank you for that wisdom. But any words, other words of wisdom for women investors as we wrap up the conversation?
So I always feel, and I want to really directly reach out to all the women, that you are the boss of the house anyway, you know, and money is an integral part of the home. So it's really high time that you take charge and make a difference. The discipline that women investors bring in money matters is truly amazing. I'm an advisor and I can say that with confidence, that women investors are sticky investors, they listen, and they are long-term investors, which are some of the skills that are required to be a great successful investor. So you're great money managers anyway. So managing money is just like adding one more feather to your cap. Yeah. So go get it. Just do it.
Just do it. I like that line. And I also like the word that you use for this. You call it a super skill. So I'm happy even this power-packed words with our listeners today. One last question for you. You know, I'm curious to know, you talk about, you know, seeking out the advice of professionals, you know, parents, anyone in the social circle, if you're in doubt. Who did you start your investment journey with, as in, you know, like an advisor or someone you emulated in the choices you made?
So for me, my father has always been my role model and my coach. So there are I'm born into a Gujarati family and a stockbroking family. So the kind of money lessons you learn here are absolutely on the point. And you cannot learn that in any business school or any finance school. So I've done my MBA in finance as well. But it's always my dad whom I used to look up for, you know, money lessons or how to manage it and how to put it to optimal use.
Right.
So yeah. So yeah, you always will have someone to depend on like that.
Fantastic. And we have you to inspire us, just like you had your father. So, you know, congratulations on being one of those people, actually, that women will look up to when they start their investment journeys. And thank you so much for joining us on the occasion of Women's Day, Jenny. We've had a fantastic time talking to you.
Thank you so much, Ivan. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.